All right, so much happening with Russia. Russia threatening to nuke areas of Western and Eastern Europe as U.S. military forces are brought in, anti-missile defense systems, which are really preemptive systems so they can launch sneak attacks on Russia and shoot down their missiles. That's what the Pentagon says they're for. They tell the scum cattle that it's not for that, and the scum cattle love it and roll around like slaves and beg to have their heads chopped off. That's basically how it works. We're talking about the economy, what's developing, what's happening with Russia, all the big developments, and your phone calls this hour with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. Bob, good to have you here with us today.
Well, thank you. Nice to be back again.
Okay, let's get into Russia first, then I want to get into the economy. But major escalations, as you know.
I think that, first of all, the Western powers, I think they made a terrible mistake. I think that they thought that Russia would back off, and Russia didn't do that. And now we have them, Russia, in Georgia. We have a fleet that's probably the largest since we invaded Iraq in that region, so to speak. And that has a great possibility of becoming larger, and it also has created another Cold War. They created this situation to let Russia know that they really didn't want to be friends with them. I think it's going to cause real consternation in nations that haven't committed themselves to the missile plan. Poland did here the other day, and Czechoslovakia did. So Russian missiles will be targeting their facilities in their country. And I think Kosovo could be in for a pretty wild time as well. And so I think it's a major escalation, whether we'll have the situation blow up any further in Georgia remains to be seen, but I don't think so, at least not at this time.
Keep walking us through it. I mean, there's been so many different developments, so many facets to this. Why do you think the globalists some are saying that they wanted Russia to come in and assess that they would, and wanted that to kind of herald to the dull population of the world who kind of halfway watches that, oh, Russia attacked an innocent country. We're now at war with Russia. We've got to expand military presence in the region. But you're saying you don't think that's what it is. You thought it was just a test to go grab some land and see if they can further encircle Russia?
Not only that, I also believe that this is a diversion. When you see major markets like commodities and gold and silver, platinum, palladium come down so hard, and you see terrible news and the stock market stays up, and you see a dollar climbing from, 71.77 to 78 and a pinch, you know that this whole thing was coordinated. And so I think they're expecting further trouble, and I don't think it's going to go away. I think after the election, if this thing continues to go on the way it is, you might also look forward to the possibility of a draft. With the economy turning down and all those young people running around looking for jobs, it would be the perfect time to take those young ladies and those young men and put them to work over there killing people.
Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. Let's flesh this out on the other side and then look at the economy, the predatory economy, where every market, every manufacturing base is plunging, record bankruptcies, but Walmart 17% increased profit. How the vampires get even more powerful during this phase.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drink and Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkandmate.com. Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Bob Chapman is our guest. Driving me crazy. Cough button's going out on this board. I've got to get this fixed. It's driving me completely insane here. Bob Chapman is our guest for the rest of the hour. I'm going to be taking your calls coming up in the next segment for the last 40 minutes of the show. But for the next 12 minutes in this segment, I want to give Bob Chapman the floor to talk about whatever he wants. I've got a few questions, though. Where do you see this, fighting against the Russians, working in intelligence before, then in finance, in brokerage, having one of the largest newsletters in the world financially, making some of the most accurate predictions over the long term of anybody out there? You have some skill at this. Where do you see this going? Because either way, it's now escalating. Blockades of the Black Sea, Poland, we also have Ukraine threatening to start new fights in border regions with ethnic Russians, similar to South Ossetia and Abkhazia. So we see basically the activation of what PNAC talked about. Where do you see that going? And then getting into economics, the predatory economy, we've got all this propaganda, and they're trying to pump the dollar up right now and drive down commodities. What do you see in the short term and then the midterm and long term? Because the market fundamentals are worse than ever. 55% increase in defaults and foreclosures on houses. Massive increase record in bankruptcies. Every major industry publishing horrible downturns, slowing growth or losses. Meanwhile, Walmart, 17% increase because, again, they're predatory. They've got the slave camps in China. They can bring it in even cheaper. That's always been their job, even to go into a city and sell things below cost till they bankrupt everybody, then they jack them up. And I see Walmart as a microcosm, even though it's the biggest corporation in the world publicly. I see it as a microcosm because that's what the globalists do. Globalism makes it bad for the people, but always good for these few consolidated, horizontally integrated systems, and we're going to see more of that, the big sucking sound. And then Walmart admits then when everything finally implodes, they're going to be the FEMA camps, the forced inoculation centers. Walmart admits this. We told people 5 years before it broke 3 years ago. We were telling people back in 2000 Walmart was involved in bizarre continuity of government. Then it all came out in news. So you see Walmart, and, of course, it turned out mainstream news, Target is really a defense establishment front on testing human behaviorism, and they sell most of the face-scanning cameras and cop training systems. Target's like some weird government front conglomerate. That's now coming out. I mean, we're now realizing it's total military-industrial takeover all around us. They are absorbing the country right now. Bob, that's a long-winded, complex question about finishing up on the geopolitical ramifications of the Russian acceleration of conflict, them threatening to nuke us if we continue to move weapons in against them. And I say we, the globalists that have captured us and have hijacked us and using us as their Hessian slaves, versus that economic combination I was just discussing.
Well, the brush fire wars, as they're called, will continue to escalate as the economic and financial environment deteriorates. And there, the illuminists behind the scenes are trying to hold this thing together as long as possible so that they can put their new plans in place so that they can divert people's attention. And people would be more concerned about whether they have a job or whether they're going to eat than they would, you know, what's going on overseas. And so I think that you're going to have this, now that they've made the decision, the powers behind government in the Western world, that they're going to have a third world war. And that's probably the reason that they've sent another couple of task force over there to the Persian Gulf and other areas over there. And again, if you go back to 2000, 2001, we had the same situation. The market had collapsed. They hadn't been able to get the real estate fiasco underway that quickly. And so what did they do? They had 9/11, and then they had Iraq to divert people's attention. And while they were doing that, they did what they were going to do in the real estate industry. Of course, that's what we're paying for now. One of the things that we probably won't see is Russian troops in the United States, at least in a military manner. I understand some of them are training over here. Is that correct, Alex?
Continue, Bob.
I said, do they have Russian troops training in the United States?
Not anymore. No, it's all Czechoslovakian, Czech Republic. It's all Ukrainian. Russians had been in some exchange programs, but that really stopped back during the 80s. And if you see who the big enforcers are going to be inside the U.S., who they've been training to put us in FEMA camps and the drills we videotaped and documents that have been declassified and admitted, they are saying that they are going to use Czech Republic and Dutch, and I've seen this at urban warfare events I've been at, that they're going to use French, that they're going to use Polish. Well, here's an example. You saw those articles a few years ago about Ford hiring literally tens of thousands of Poles, bringing them in on work visas and firing whole plants, and then having the Poles live 10 guys to a one-room apartment because they would do it, and then, you know, paying them $10 an hour instead of $20 an hour and riding them in buses in like slaves. And so literally, Eastern Europe, former Eastern Europe, former Eastern Bloc, is going to be used really as the vanguard to rule over not just the Russians, but us. They're the kind of the pet puppies.
Well, that could well be in the future. But
continue. Bob, I'm going to be honest with you. I've got some Internet issues going on here, so I'm halfway listening to you in a conference call while you're going. Go for it.
And so the news economically is just dreadful. You've gone over some of the high points. The losses that are going to be absorbed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which is the public now, are probably going to be over $2 trillion. The losses that are being taken in the auction securities are probably going to be in the hundreds of billions of dollars. These brokerage firms are finally paying people their money back. And when all is said and done, it's going to be an awful lot more money that they're going to have to raise in order to balance their balance sheet, so to speak. And where that money will come from, I don't know. But I do know even if they get the money, they're going to lose perhaps control of their companies, companies like Merrill Lynch, et cetera. And so the credit crisis is worse now than it was before. And so now we switch back to Russia and what they were kind of drawn into, and that is natural for the people behind the scenes to go and do something like this, just like they did in Iraq, to get investors and other people focused on not the economic problems, but the problems that might get them killed. And I think it's going to spread. If you go back to history into the 1500s, every time the European rulers wanted to have a war, they had one on demand because they had balkanized countries.
Well, they now, you're absolutely right, there are famous letters from one king to another king who'd be his first cousin in France, or vice versa, or the king of France to Spain, or the king of the Low Countries to Spain, saying our people are really getting uppity, there's problems. We've got too many merchants, they're getting too wealthy, they're rioting, they're not going along with our local authorities, we need you to come and attack us, we need to go ahead and have a war. And so these cousins would be having these wars with each other, but really it was a war against the population.
Exactly.
And it's the same thing, and that's history, folks. That's why they say those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. You read history, and it is just unbelievable the stuff that went on, the things that happened. And you think it's complex and Byzantine back then. Now it's much more complex. But I really respect your opinion and your analysis. You really think Zbigniew Brzezinski, who I agree is one of the prime planners in this, thought the Russians would back off because why? They let them take Serbia and then last year totally carve off Kosovo for the Muslims. Why? Because they were letting them move troops and training into, what, 8 different former Eastern Bloc nations? I mean, if they miscalculated, and this isn't a way to suck Russia in and demonize them, that's good news. I mean, are you sure of that?
It's only an opinion. I mean, I believe that this was set up this way. They want another war, just like those princes you talked about. And by golly, they're going to have one. And you extended it by talking about troops being trained in the United States from Poland and Czechoslovakia and Ukraine, et cetera. And another element here is the expansion of NATO. What they really want to do with NATO is turn it into a one-world army that is able to summarily and go and attack if another place, if they think that that place is going to cause them a problem.
And they said, 7 years ago, that was the new policy, we'll preemptively nuke you. We will attack. We are now global. And I had Professor Chasadosky on in the first hour. He was reading official declassified NATO plans saying, we will preemptively nuke Russia or whoever we want. We want to escalate into a full war. I mean, these are criminal statements. Even Hitler didn't make his plan for Barbarossa public. Why are they doing that, Bob?
Well, I think it's to, if nothing else, to, for those who do think and read,
terrorize.
To put some terror into them.
Yep.
I think they're trying to scare people into healing to what they want them to do. In other words, you can either go along with our program, or we're going to have these horrific wars, and millions of people are going to get killed, so you better, you know, shut up and do what we tell you to do.
Man, I mean, arrogant psychopaths.
They are telegraphing this stuff. You're right. I mean, you know, I do what I do.
Stay there, Bob. Stay there. Got a break. Come back. We'll talk about it.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central central banks to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981. And find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981. 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
The elite is playing God. Aren't going to stop. You know, you deal with this in your life all the time. In school, I remember being, I don't know, 11 years old. Bullies beating me up. Beating me up on the way home from the school bus. I remember going to my dad, and I'd go home to Mommy and cry a little, and she'd hug me. And I came home, my dad just said, you know, how many of them? Oh, four of them? And I'm like, yeah. And, you know, well, they're 14 years old, Dad, and they you know, black both my eyes and lose one of my teeth. And he said, well, try to get away from them, but if they won't stop, just, you know, pick up a rock or a stick and go ahead and attack them. You know, go after them. And you know what? It felt good that individually I beat those guys up within a year of that. It got really tough by the time I was about 12. And then over the years, a couple of those guys I put in the hospital. And I'm not, you know, bragging or saying I'm a tough guy. I've had my ass beat really bad. You get in a fight, even some guy starts a fight with you, you go ahead and get in with him, you end up in the hospital. There's a lot of tough guys out there. Millions and millions, a lot tougher than me. But you know something? You attack me, I'm going to fight you as hard as I can. And that means if you tackle me, I'm going to bite a giant bloody chunk out of you. I mean, I am not going to give up. I'm going to kick, and I'm going to stomp. And you know how bullies are, people in business that scam you and push you around or We've all run into them in life, and then even though you've got all the cards, they will continue to push and push and push because they just can't give up. And the New World Order has got a lot of the cards, but they are just megalomaniacal. And I want to come back and take calls and get into the economy, Bob, and I know I'm babbling about stories about bullies, but these guys just, I don't think they're going to quit, Bob. I just think they are, true megalomania has set in, and I think we're in deep trouble. What do you think?
I agree with you completely. They will never give up because the consequences are so great. They will lose everything that they built up for the last 1,000 years, and they can't have that. And, you know, there's you and I and a handful of other people crying out saying, look, this is what these people are doing. You know, do something about it. Help us do something about it. And it's effective, but not as effective as we'd like it to be. And so consequently, when these wars start, they have more of a hold on the public because they can say, well, look, we have this war over here, and then we have terrorism over there, and we need your kids to come and fight these people.
And they can grandstand and act like they're our saviors.
And, exactly.
And that's what you and Dr. Roberts have said separately. It's what Chasadosky said. All of our analysts from wide, you know, ranging fields say this was a false flag. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Bastards.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know you don't get mad at this. You just coldly deal with it. You've been doing it for 60 years, Bob, 50 plus. But me, it's not even anger. I just wish I could have my life without these bastards always running around engaging in evil and then doing it in my name. They do it in America's name.
And then you work hard all your life, you amass something, and then they take it away from you. I mean, you're true slaves, if not tax slaves and then some.
Well, it's worse.
I mean,
we are slaves.
And they do it arrogantly, and they don't care what anybody thinks. And now, more than ever, they're in the open, knowing they're going to have to go for total control, because they don't have any other choice. And they know if they're unsuccessful, they're going to lose it all. Because there are people like us out there who, if we survive, are going to be able to point people in the right direction and start taking down names and telling courts that these people did this, that, and the other thing. And they don't want that to happen.
Well, you're right. It is a going for broke. I would call this desperateness, all of this blustering, all of this evil. You're right. They have to go for total tyranny or they're going to lose.
And, you know, you can thank the alternative radio and particularly the Internet for us being able to wake up an awful lot of people. I mean, you know, when we started this thing, learning about this thing back in the early 1960s, it was very, very, very difficult to reach people. And then when you did reach them, the ratio is the same as it is today. 1 out of 100 would listen. Well, today we got the Internet and we've got alternative radio, so we got a much better chance. And there are people, lots of people out there who know that there's a Council on Foreign Relations and a Bilderberger Group and an Illuminati, et cetera. And so progress has been made, and maybe we've made enough progress and will continue to make progress in informing the public so that when this thing comes down, the people say, no, we're not going to do that.
Well, I know this. A lot of the Bilderberg Group people laughed at me 2 years ago when we were out there bullhorning them. Most of them looked scared and freaked out, and Madeleine Albright pulled in and then raced out of the parking lot, panicked, looking completely scared, because we were bullhorning her saying, Madeleine Albright, Madeleine, we know you killed all those Iraqi children. And so that means we're getting to them, you know, the fact that they are scared. Would you call it running scared?
In some segments, yes. And she's the type who would run scared. There are others like Brzezinski and...
Stay there. Got to come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Okay. Richard, Kevin, Tom, Dennis, Tom, and others. I'm going to get to you here in about 3 or 4 minutes. Finishing up with that first issue, we were going over the Russian escalation. So these bastards in government can grandstand and for the corporate owners and transfer more of our wealth and liberties into their hands. It's all about training us to submit to each new little wave of corruption and evil. Bob, finishing up your point, then I want to briefly get your take on the predatory economy I was discussing, how as things get worse, the globalists do better, Walmart does better. All of these international systems meant to suck us dry and implode economies. Again, they're not free market. They come to destroy markets, to create monopolies, and then reduce the availability of resources. That's their official plan. That's what the fake global warming, global tax cult's about. But I want to get into that in a moment briefly. Right now, finishing up with what you were saying.
I think people like Brzezinski are not running scared. They think they can really be successful. People like Kissinger, I think he is. You said Albright panicked. It's expected. But it's hard to tell because there's so many people involved. And some will get out of the way and some won't. And it all depends on who you're dealing with. So there's no way to qualify it. But I do know by the actions that they're taking, such as this Russian Georgian situation and the fires that have been started in Poland and Czechoslovakia with the missile shield, and now Ukraine And this is really the culmination of what has been going on behind the scenes for several years in those countries, the Pink Revolution and that sort of thing, all of these NGOs which are set up by George Soros to divert and pervert governments. And most people don't even know about that.
Most people don't know that a missile shield up against their borders is a sneak attack system so that they, as NATO states, NATO, we read in the first hour, says, oh, no, these are anti-missile systems, so when we nuke Russia, they can't shoot back. And, I mean, that's an incredible provocation. So the Russian generals are saying it's an act of war to move those in and your armies, and now you've attacked us. We may nuke Poland and Czechoslovakia, and the U.S. says, go ahead. And it says in the NATO document that we read in the first hour, their official policy, they said, we want to provocate Russia. I mean, nothing like this has ever been put down on paper. Why are they such arrogant pieces of crap? I guess it's to antagonize the Russians itself.
And I think it's to let us know that we better stay in our place. And what I think the Russians should do is, you know, the Western European powers are all behind this. I'll just target their major cities and see what they do about that.
Well, that's what Russia says they're doing it right now.
Yeah, well, I think they should. And they should target cities in the United States. And maybe that would make the U.S. and their counterparts back off. If they don't, well, they can start pointing their missiles too, and we'll have a nuclear war, and half the people in the world will die, including them.
Well, I know what they're going to do. They're going to put special forces on the border with suitcase nukes. They're going to move artillery pieces that are moved around on trains that can shoot, an artillery shell 200 miles into Western Europe, and there's no anti-missile system going to stop that.
That's right. And they're going to shut off gas, natural gas, to Western Europe. They supply one-third, and those people are going to be pretty cold in the wintertime.
No, I agree. Russia doesn't have any choice, and I want the war to stop, and I want this escalation to stop. And I agree, as soon as winter comes, they ought to just turn the gas off and say, you take the missiles off our border.
Well, they pushed them in a position where they might well do that.
I want to explain something to people, folks. I have a family. Russia's done nothing. They've been shrinking. They're trying to do business. The New World Order, Russia didn't carry out the 9/11 attacks. Our government did, the criminals. They are encircling them, trying to start a fight with a gigantic Kodiak bear that's got nuclear weapons. And that makes me mad, folks. I don't have a passcode to the FEMA bunker railway station underneath Bergstrom Air Force Base out here at the airport, underneath the Hilton over there that goes out to the mountains out here. And, yes, I know people have been in there and East Sac Base, so don't laugh, you local idiots. You know, you don't even know we got two nuclear reactors in Austin because you're morons. We know what we're talking about here, and we're telling you this is dangerous, okay? This is the real world. Bob, are you getting mad?
I do all the time, but I'm old enough now that I restrain it. I used to be far more militant, just like you are, when I was younger, like your age. And you learn to have patience, and you just keep on fighting them and do the best you can with the equipment that God's given you.
Well, I mean, for you in counterintelligence against the Russians in Eastern Europe when you're in the military and then, you know, coming into business after that, what is it like to see the bad guys capturing us and using us against the Russians? I mean, what is that like psychologically?
Well, first of all, I now realize that what they were doing in the 1950s was the same thing. I mean, here the Russians were the bad guys, and we went off to spy on them. And we were very effective, and they were very effective. I guess maybe we might have had a slight edge, but it was a toss-up. And we got the same thing all over again. They're just using us, not the Russians, the people behind the scenes. And, you know, Congress, the executive office, they're all captured. They all go along with that program for the bad people. You know, we have no one to reach out to help us. We're going to have to help ourselves.
Well, let me expand on that. We know of the 10 or so oligarchs, 6 of them have been arrested by Putin, caught in all sorts of scams. So when the West had a deal with Russia to collapse, it was just to hand it over to the Rothschilds, and that came out in the Times of London. So now all these big banking interests have been caught running scams. They're being kicked out of Russia, and I think that's another big part of all this.
It certainly is, and I think there's two left. And they've cooperated with the Russian government. But most of the rest of them are either living in London or in Israel. And they've taken all their wealth with them. There's one that's in jail for tax fraud. And his partner, they just brought charges. They brought a conviction, and I can't remember his name, who had stole billions of dollars from Lukoil, which is was a large oil company in Russia. And all the money was funneled into Israel, and he's living there, and they won't extradite him. I mean, what kind of a thing is that? When you have a group of people who can be criminals and then go and hide, and nobody can do anything about it.
Oh, man. It just...
That's not right. It's wrong. I mean, if somebody's done something wrong, like loot a company of billions of dollars, I don't see why any country in the world with presentation of evidence that so-and-so did this thing, that they wouldn't turn them over to the authorities under certain conditions.
Well, instead, they persecute nobodies who've done nothing. I mean, people think of Martha Stewart because she's on TV. A few hundred million bucks, that's chicken feed. And she dumped some of her stock, totally legal, and they put her in jail for, quote, lying.
She was railroaded. And listen, that FCC, NASD, that whole governmental structure has railroaded hundreds of thousands of people.
No, I know.
And they have allowed thousands of companies to be destroyed.
All right. Yeah, it's predatory to keep the bad sons down, like you chop off, you know, when a tree has the babies grow up, you cut them down. It's basically what happens, and that's policy, too. But you can steal billions, it's okay. But dump some of your stock, they don't get you for that. They didn't convict her for that. They convicted her for misleading comments to the FBI. That's why you can't talk to the FBI. You just, because they will lie and say that you lied to them. And then that's some law. We only got about 2 minutes on this because I got to get to calls here in the rest of the show with you, Bob Chapman, Tom in England, and others that are holding. I want to get to them here in just a moment. But I just find it interesting that Walmart 17% profit in the last quarter while everything else is going to hell in a handbasket. That is the new world order for us, is it not?
Yeah, it is, certainly is. And, you know, you talk about the monopolies that are being formed. This is the same thing that happened in the 1930s and 40s in Europe. This is pure corporatist fascism, as envisioned by a former Marxist named Benito Mussolini. And this is exactly what they're doing.
They were going to use the slave goods of China that no one could compete with. They put more regulations, environmental regulations, taxes on the U.S., Canada, England, Europe. No controls in China. Running the stuff in here with select deals to blow out all other competition criminally, to create an oligopoly, a combine, a cartel working for this world government, now savaging our economy and absorbing the pieces, driving down the dollar, letting foreign interests buy it up. I mean, it's just totally criminal.
Well, I think when push comes to shove, it's going to go into the streets in America. And it may go in the streets in other countries as well. It's just that in America, at least still, people have weapons to defend themselves.
And I don't think the little police forces and their microwave guns are going to help them, Bob.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, you get a country where there's probably more than 50 million adult males who can handle weapons, and you're talking about 450 million weapons. That's a lot of guns. And so, and they know that. And they probably will try to take them before this whole thing blows up. And whatever you do, don't turn anything in. Bury them. Do something, but don't turn them in. You're going to need them.
Yeah, let's take a call from England first, then we'll go to Richard, Kevin, Tom, Davis, Jared, and others. Let's go ahead and go to Tom in England. Go ahead, Tom. He just dropped right as we went to him. Okay. Then Kevin and George is next. Kevin, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Oh, hey, Alex. First, I just want to say, wow, it's just great to be able to call you up like this.
Good to talk to you.
This is Kevin. This is Kevin Stokes. Hello?
Yes, Kevin. Go ahead.
I wanted to let you know, you know, I'm a fan of yours. I start off on the YouTube, and now I listen to you every day, which is one reason we definitely want to make sure they don't start, controlling what we can see and hear on the internet.
Well, they're already doing it. There's no start about it.
Yes. Yeah, that's for sure. One thing I just want to say is, look, you know, I'm an illustrator. I can illustrate just about anything if you guys need any pictures. Excuse me. Anyway, one of my main questions is, and I understand this is a completely different subject, and I hate to even change
it. It's fine. Go ahead and ask your question, Kevin.
Okay. One thing about the suppression of information is, I mean, we all know that, like, you know, NASA is also part of the government cover-up and things like that, along with underground bases, and just being skeptical and just being, you know, what information you might can find on that. Without going into theologies of, you know, what may be out there, but what they are actually covering up, along with, and how that may be also a piece of the New World Order puzzle.
Thanks, Kevin. I think I get your question. That's, we know there's a giant underground government program going on since 47 with the Continuity of Government program, and we know that there's an entire shadow government operating. Do we know everything they're doing? No. Bob Chapman?
Not at all. I do not know. That's something that they've really kept the lid on, and I haven't been able to break into it. What have you found, Alex?
Oh, it would take 10 hours to go over. I mean, it's just, is that a free society where you have a giant underground government that we know brings in the narcotics, and they've been caught doing that, and it's, we know they built all these underground bases. We know they're involved in all sorts of chemical and biological weapons production. We know they have underground railway systems all over the country since the 50s. And we know they think they're God. I mean, they have Adam and Eve bases for repopulating the earth. They have huge seed vaults. They're just running around. They get to they live. We sleep. They get to be the future. We don't. And it's just the ultimate control freak wonderland. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Tom in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Alex, I'm calling in concern with why you haven't posted any information on Dennis Kucinich's new call to sign a petition for the impeachment of President Bush. And
it's a big conspiracy. I'm out to get Dennis Kucinich, and I did it to be bad.
Pardon me? Pardon me? Can you explain? Can you be more specific?
I'm evil. That's why it happened, because I'm evil and I'm bad. No, I'm being sarcastic. We had Dennis Kucinich on a few weeks ago. We have linked to that petition. We called for people to sign the petition on at least three different shows, and there's hundreds of stories posted on the sites every day. I was griping at him earlier for not posting some CBS thing, and it turned out it was there yesterday, buried. So, I mean, it's just a few of us here. I mean, stick the camera out the window here. It's a rat hole. I'm not God,
I mean,
sir.
It was all over your site on the first petition. I mean, you were bringing it forward to the people, and you were making it. You
but
know,
I mean, you're criticizing. Let him go. The thing is, you come on with an accusatory tone, like you found some big dirty, you know, secret, and I don't even know what you're talking about. I mean, I can't do it all, and I'm not trying to get into some big... Bob, you know probably why I'm frustrated here. I don't know what this guy's talking about. We've been talking about his petition, we've been pushing it, and he's basically implying we're covering it up, which is asinine. It just never ends.
Well, that's the kind of thing that you have to expect that you're going to put up with when you take the positions that you do. I get in the same pickle that you do, only you get in more because of your exposure on the air. And it's something you just have to live with. Sometimes people just don't understand. People are nasty and vicious.
We've been trying to get Kucinich on the last few weeks. We have been linking to petitions. If there's some new one, send it to us. We'll post it. But why didn't you just say, hey, Alex, do you know about this new petition? Have you promoted it? And I could say, let me look, or I don't know. And the answer is, I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about. It's like they think I'm God, too, Bob. There's this view that anybody on the radio or anybody in movies or anybody on TV or anybody in government, that we're somehow smarter than them, Bob.
Probably work harder, that's all.
Well, I probably got 50 videos a day of police beating the living daylights out of peaceful people, and I can't even cover it all here. And I don't mean to take things out on you, caller. I get all these emails and all these message boards and all these comments. Why aren't you covering this? Why aren't you covering that? Why aren't you going over this? And then 90% of the time I have covered it. You just didn't happen to see it or come on the show when I covered it. It's just I'm trying to take your calls.
So we're going to continue to do the best we can under the circumstances, and we don't do something that you think we should do, send an email, and we'll get with it.
I guess I'll just work harder. I'll just do a better job. You know what? It's true. I'm bad.
Listen,
I'm evil.
You're working 18 hours a day now. I don't think that is the extension's not there.
Well, I'm being a little bit sarcastic here. That, you know, why aren't you doing this? Why? And I joked, like, oh, I'm bad and evil. And he was like, yeah, why? You know, it's like, yeah, you're bad, man. You're trying to warn us and trying to cover all this and trying to get us the best guest and busting your ass here, and you're not doing a good enough job. See, but it's a sick society of instant gratification like McDonald's, thinking that, like, I'm the government and I'm supposed to give you your sugar tip. It isn't going to happen. Bob, let's come back and do a final segment and see if any of the callers have anything of any value to say, or it's all going to hell in a handbasket. That's all I can tell you, folks. You know, sometimes I dream about just packing it all up and quitting this radio show and seeing how you like that, punk. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is the end. Fitting music. To the end of the radio show, the end of the week. Be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central.
This is the end.
You know, that caller had no business calling up like, what are you doing not covering this thing? Oh, it's bad. And I have no business blowing up at it. I shouldn't even care. I'm a very childlike population. It's just, I did the best job I can, and I'm not even blowing up at that fella. I'm blowing up, not at Tom in Oregon, but all those that tell me, do this, do that, you need to do more. You need to create this. You need to create that. I need you to do it, listeners. I need you to take action. I need you to get my films and support us financially so I can hire more people and do more. I need you to, get, order Fabled Enemies, available right now at Infowars.com, the new film, or Endgame, or any of the films. And I need your help spreading the word about the sites. Bob Chapman needs your help at TheInternationalForecaster.com. Talk to Spike in Indiana. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, Spike.
Yeah, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say I've been a big fan for a while, and I appreciate all you do. I don't think these people that call up and do that to you understand that you can't see everything with two eyes, four eyes, six eyes, you know, however many people you got in your office. You can't cover it all. And I appreciate what you've done for me and waking me up, and I've been out spreading your videos and stuff. Thank you for turning me on to Mark Kornke. He's become a good friend of mine. I've been up to his house a number of times and visited with him, and I spread information from this show over to that show and put his archives on my website. But the question I have for you guys is, do you think this is all just to take our eye off of the Middle East? Because that's what I think.
I think it's all a part of that, but this is a big deal to do this with Russia. This is as big as the Middle East or bigger. Bob Chapman?
It's much, much bigger. Because it's going to be widely encompassing, and it could lead to nuclear war. And, they'll probably draw this thing out as long as possible without having nuclear war if possible. And that means they can take the young people out of America and Europe as well and put them in uniform and train them and have them go off and kill people.
And have a new enemy again. And, oh, you don't like the government taking your freedom. It's to stop the Ruskies. We got to take your freedom. You're criticizing the government. You're a red. You don't like the new tax and the new regulation. You're a red. Oh, you like Ron Paul. You're a red.
God bless the Republic. Death to the New World Order. We the people shall prevail.
Absolutely.
The Empire is on the run. We are on the march.
Thank you, Spike. Appreciate your call. That's all this radio show's ever been, is a platform for all the other decent talk show hosts, all the other good people that are doing work. And I've had a lot of these people on and then been attacked later by them, and I still turn the other cheek. I mean, I really try to be a guy who's wise and good, and I blow up half the time, but I'm pretty wise when I'm calm at home doing research, and that's why we just love people like Bob Chapman, who are great folks. Get a free copy of his newsletter at theinternationalforecaster.com or subscribe right there. Bob, thanks for spending time with us and your great input.
Thank you very much, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you. Take care, my friend. Okay, that's it for this live transmission. I will be rebroadcasting the network 9 to 1 a.m. tonight. Don't forget, for everybody out there listening on different networks, different streams, different places, you can always find the show one place at Infowars.com. The free podcast is also at Infowars.com. I had Michelle Chasidowski at the start of the show breaking down all the Russian situation in detail for the first hour. Absolutely key info. Then we covered Dr. Corsi being attacked for 9/11 truth by the New York Times, O'Reilly, everybody else. And, of course, we had Jonathan Elenoff, We Are Change Colorado, about all sorts of weird terror threats in police state and FEMA camps in Denver, where I'm going to be covering it. God bless you all. There's one place to hear that retransmission right now. It's Infowars.com at the streams right there at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So we'll be right back after this quick break. But everybody's going to switch over to Infowars.com. God bless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.